CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump is at the Commander-in-Chief Inaugural Ball, where he has danced and praised the military. It wraps up a day of being sworn in, giving speeches, and signing executive orders, including a rollback of environmental protection surrounding fossil fuel extraction and a U.S. pullout from the World Health Organization. And
this next order relates to the definition of birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment of the United States.
Okay, that's a good one. Birthright. That's a big one.
What about that one in the court? That one is likely to be
could be. So I think we have good ground.
CBS's Major Garrett has more on an executive order addressing the U.S. Capitol attack and those who've been convicted.
1,500 pardons were signed by President Trump. 6 commutations for those who have pled guilty or have been convicted by a jury of their peers for offenses related to the Capitol riot January 6, 2021. Also, the president said that on February 1st, he said approximately, that would be the time he thought it would be proper to impose tariffs of up to 25% on Canada and Mexico.
The Senate confirms Marco Rubio to be President Trump's Secretary of State. CBS's Scott McFarland reports.
It was the smoothest of sailing for the longtime Florida senator. A 99-0 vote, overwhelming on the Senate floor to be confirmed as Secretary of State. And he becomes an early member of the Trump administration, Trump cabinet. Rubio challenged Trump for the Republican nomination for president in 2016, but has since become a close ally.
One suspect is dead and a second is in custody after the shooting death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent in the line of duty. It happened on Interstate 91 in Coventry, Vermont. The shooting is under investigation. Researchers at Stanford Medicine have come up with a sort of periodic table for certain brain cells connected to mental health disorders. Lead study author Laramie Duncan says this could lead to new, more effective medications.
We now have a good understanding of all the cell types in the human brain. And here we looked at 461 of those. And we figured out which ones are likely contributing to disorders, including depression and schizophrenia.
The study is in the journal Natural Neuroscience. Marches, prayers, services, and community service projects were among the things Americans did to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His niece, the Reverend Robin Scott King, spoke at an event in Newport News, Virginia.
He would more than likely redirect us to dealing with the issues of injustice and equality.
Dr. King would have celebrated his 96th birthday on January 15th. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Houston braces for a historic snowstorm expected to bring a halt to all travel. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
A winter storm warning in effect in Houston through 6 p.m. Tuesday. Houston Mayor John Whitmire calling the pending storms very serious and dangerous.
Houstonians are going to have to use common sense and be smart. Look out for our vulnerable population.
Both Bush and Hobby airports set to close at midnight Tuesday. KHOU meteorologist Pat Calvin is calling for up to 7 inches of snow.
This will be a crippling winter storm. Not just for Southeast Texas, but for a large swath of area going all the way through the Deep South.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
An 18-year-old has pleaded guilty to murdering 3 girls and wounding 10 other people in a stabbing rampage at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in England last summer. Axel Rudicabana entered the surprise plea today, as jury selection had been expected to begin at the start of his trial in Liverpool. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurry chances ending tonight. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows near 10 below. Wind chills colder than 20 below zero with a west breeze. Extreme cold warning out as we start your Tuesday. Sunshine in the afternoon. Highs near 2 above. It's zero at our studios.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there. Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noone all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Vollman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love? I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love? didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't there. I'm standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm best to get ready for the heartaches to come.
WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thank you.
smile, you know, things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done.
and windy has stormed.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
baby. into my life. I want to thank you, girl. Every day of my life, I want to thank you. You made me so.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has issued pardons for the people prosecuted for attacking the U.S. Capitol January 6, 4 years ago.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country.
CBS's Matt Piper has more on the January 6 pardons.
President Trump is commuting sentences of those who were convicted of or pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy. He's pardoned everyone else charged with attacking the Capitol back in January 2021. All approximately 1,600 people, including those who beat and maimed police. His clemency includes six commutations. It means the largest prosecution in U.S. history has been abruptly ended.
Among the hundreds of executive orders signed by the president is one which would eliminate birthright citizenship. Erwin Chemerinsky is dean of the University of California, Berkeley Law School. He says that order bumps up against the Constitution.
Over 130 years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment means what it says. Anyone born in the United States is a United States citizen.
Trump attended inaugural balls in Washington tonight. The governors of Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi have declared states of emergency, while Texas authorities directed state agencies to mobilize resources due to the threat of snow. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have either extreme cold warnings or cold weather advisories that go all the way down to about the I-10 corridor. And